We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, it seemed around the holidays in particular, every time you turn on the television or listen to the radio, you heard an advertisement for one of these DNA tests. 23andMe, learn who you are, figure out where you came from. That's kind of like what a lot of those tests were advertised as doing. But did you ever think that one of those tests could help predict if you will develop type 2 diabetes? It's a whole new conversation. It's the focus of an article published in The Conversation. It was written by Dr. Mylinda Massart. She is an assistant professor of family medicine at the University of Pittsburgh, and I just think she's a doctor extraordinaire. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell me, I mean, the headline says, can a genetic test predict if you will develop type 2 diabetes? That's not the kind of thing we tend to think of when we look at these tests, when we see them advertised.
That is correct. They are really branching out into a much more medically related area of genetics at this point.
So how does that work? How does that work?
So they have been slowly over the last several years collecting participants' DNA samples and getting permission to do research on that. And what they have done is identified actually over 1,000 different variants in our genome, which can contribute to an increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes. So these are not mutations. They don't mean that we're actually going to develop the disease, but it does mean that we were born with a higher likelihood of developing the disease.
Now, once you have that information, what do you do with it?
Well, I strongly recommend that you take that to your primary care provider, as direct-to-consumer testing through 23andMe is directly between the company and you, the consumer. Your doctor doesn't necessarily have that information. So when you take it to your doctor, they can see that, know that you're higher risk, and really work on how to prevent the development of diabetes with you.
Now, one of the things with there, a lot of times people have concerns about the information that is collected from these DNA tests.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say so, but it sounds like what you're saying is there are certain parts of this information that you as the testee, for lack of a better word, can gather and use to your advantage other than finding out where your family came from.
Correct. There's a lot of health information stored in our DNA, and although our DNA often can tell us what types of diseases we might be predisposed to, you know, there's still a lot of environmental influence, just like nutrition, exercise, what types of exposures we have in our lifetime. And so, and again, knowing this DNA predisposition for health conditions is really important, but knowing how and what we can do every single day to protect ourselves and prevent disease is just as equally important.
I was going to say, I mean, that seems to be the key. Once you have this information, and for a lot of people, there is the psychological part about, do I want to know? Do I not want to know? But it sounds like if you do know, then you can be proactive.
That's right. For a lot of people, knowledge is power, and you can be very proactive. It really depends on the type of DNA result that you're looking at. I think looking at someone's risk for developing type 2 diabetes is not as anxiety provoking as perhaps looking at your risk for developing cancer. So there can be a pretty big difference.
Absolutely. Now, as I understand it, those individuals who have already taken the 23andMe test consented to the company up front to use this information for research process. Research.
Yes, correct.
And just to be clear as well, I know you are a big proponent of research and the benefits of research. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. As you know, I'm one of the co-investigators for the All of Us Pennsylvania Research Study, which is part of the National All of Us Precision Medicine Research Study. And this is to study things just like what 23andMe has just published so that we can better understand what about our genetics contributes to our health, what about our environment, our nutrition, our exposures, our traumas contribute to our health, so we can really start practicing medicine and taking care of each person as a unique individual.
So then, for example, you get this information based on that's been provided through research. Now, you as the physician see a patient and you're able to figure out these are factors that could affect you in the future. So these are things we're going to do as preventive measures. Is that kind of what we're talking about?
Yeah. So it really depends on where that information comes from. Mm-hmm. When it comes from direct-to-consumer testing like 23andMe, it needs to be clinically repeated and validated in order to be used for clinical decision-making, such as prescribing medicine or a certain intervention. However, any time that you have this type of information, whether it comes from direct-to-consumer testing or another research study, you can always use it to be promoting good health and to be making good decisions in our day-to-day choices.
And when we talk about specifically information about type 2 diabetes, and in the long run, this could be cost-saving as well.
Absolutely, because by the time we can actually do tests in the lab currently to diagnose prediabetes or diabetes, there's already been a lot of damage that has been done to the body, and we're kind of behind the eight ball at that point.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, if we know who is at higher risk, the ultimate goal in medicine is to do preventative medicine and hope that we can put the interventions in place so people never develop the disease, and if they do, that we identify it sooner so that we have a stronger chance of actually reversing its course. That will be very cost-saving.
Interesting indeed. And just to repeat, you know, the folks who were involved in that part of the testing did give consent, but where can folks get more information if they want to pursue this further?
Yes, so I would recommend that if they're interested in learning more about what 23andMe is doing in terms of their research and this specific report that they just released, that they go to the 23andMe website directly. If you're interested in general about precision medicine and precision medicine research, I recommend going to the joinallofus.com research website to find out more information there, or just talk to your primary care provider.
Three good options. Dr. Mylinda Massart, thanks so much for joining us today. Good information.
Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.